More facts about what happened last night at a home in Taunton and at a nearby shopping mall have come to light, but a question remains. Why would a man go on a violent stabbing spree and attack seven people, all of them strangers? WBUR's Steve Brown has been in Taunton all day today. He prepared this report.
This appears to be an irrational series of actions.
Bristol County District Attorney Thomas Quinn held off speculating what might have led 28-year-old Arthur DeRosa to go on a rampage that left two victims dead and five others injured, two of them seriously. What is known, Quinn said this afternoon, was that DeRosa had checked himself into Morton Hospital Monday night and was released early yesterday morning.
His sister has indicated that he was acting in a disturbed manner and making irrational statements earlier on Monday, and she suggested to him that he needed to seek help. We are in the process of following up on that information as part of the investigation.
Quinn says last night around 6, DeRosa was watching his daughter's soccer practice when he abruptly left the field in a car belonging to his child's mother. He hit some parked cars in a neighborhood and began going door to door trying to gain access to homes in the area. Somehow, DeRosa managed to enter the home of 80-year-old Patricia Slavin and her 48-year-old daughter, Kathleen.
Once inside the home, DeRosa stabbed both women and then ran from the residence. Both women were transported to Morton Hospital in Taunton, where Patricia Slavin was pronounced dead at 7:52 p.m.
The younger woman was eventually taken to Brigham and Women's Hospital, where she's currently listed in stable condition in the ICU. After unsuccessfully trying to steal a car from passing motorists, DeRosa got back into the vehicle he had taken and drove to the Silver City Galleria Mall, slamming the car into the front door of Macy's. He physically assaulted three women in the store and made his way to the Bertucci's restaurant located in the mall. Rosemary Heath told Channel 5 she and her husband George were having dinner when they saw the suspect stab a waitress.
He had the back of her shirt and kept stabbing her. And by the time she got to me, she was screaming, "Help me, help me, help me." And I pushed her out of the way and then swung a chair around. So the chair was between he and I. And my husband was struggling with him to get the knife away. And I, like I said, I think he went down low on him to get him around the elbow so he couldn't raise his arm up. And he pulled his arm back and then stabbed my husband in the head.
George Heath died from that wound. D.A. Quinn says at that point, James Creed, an off-duty Plymouth County deputy sheriff, was also having dinner in the restaurant, intervened.
He displayed his badge, identified himself as a law enforcement officer, and gave multiple commands for DeRosa to drop the knife. When DeRosa refused to comply, Deputy Creed shot him once in the abdomen.
DeRosa was taken to Charlton Hospital in Fall River, where he died. The waitress, 26-year-old Sheena Savoy, is in serious condition at Rhode Island Hospital. Taunton Mayor Thomas Hoy says the city is picking up the pieces. He calls 56-year-old George Heath, who was a popular visual design teacher at the Greater New Bedford Regional Vocational Technical High School, a hero.
He stepped up. He prevented a tragic situation from getting worse. He should be commended, and he'll always be remembered for his heroic actions.
The DA's office will continue to look into the events that led up to last night's attack, including what might have caused DeRosa to seek treatment on Monday night, and what, if anything, could have been done to prevent this tragedy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown in Taunton.
The family of the man accused in the attacks are blaming Morton Hospital in Taunton. At a press conference this afternoon, people who identified themselves as relatives of the suspect, Arthur DeRosa, said that he had asked for psychological help there and did not get it.
It could have been prevented.
Definitely.
He was hit. The ambulance picked him up at 5 p.m. on Monday. They discharged him at 4 a.m. on Tuesday. They didn't treat him for what his sickness was or his mental illness. They treated him for something else.
In a statement, Morton Hospital says it is barred by law from disclosing any form of confidential patient information. Arthur DeRosa's family says its thoughts and prayers go out to the victims and their families, but they say that DeRosa was not a terrorist or a monster.